At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code, ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Today better be a good day, and I know it's early. I know it's unprepared. 7:45 a.m. I waited as long as I possibly could. The 49ers got them back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just now tuning in and you haven't seen the news, not only did we sign Brandon Ayuk earlier this week, now Trent Williams is on his way to the Bay from Texas to sign his new contract and ending his holdout. Now, from what's being reported, it's quite interesting because I wanted to make sure I get the verbiage correct. Ian Rappaport said, quote, close enough for Williams to report, end quote. Schefter said, quote, finalizing a new deal, even though it's not done yet. Eric Branch said, quote, poised to sign new deal, end quote. So the deal's not completely finalized, but he's reporting in time to practice. The 49ers are going to be getting an extra practice in, which, like the usual week, right, whenever you play on Sunday almost all season, is Wednesday's your first day, then Thursday, Friday, second, third day, walkthrough, Saturday, travel, whatever else, and then you got your game. Well, the 49ers play on Monday night, which that's huge because it just gives one extra day buffer for, you know, kind of a physical type workout to go out there. Now, what's important to know is Trent Williams hasn't just been sitting around. Is he in football shape? Yeah, that's yet to be determined, but he's definitely in shape. Again, we talked yesterday just about J.C. Latham spent some time working out with Trent Williams this offseason and was just kind of blown away by the shape that the 36-year-old Trent Williams was in. But Trent Williams is signed. Trent Williams is poised, finalizing, close enough to sign that he's showing up, and he'll be able to play week one. That is gigantic. So week one, there will be no games played without Trent Williams out there protecting Brock Purdy. Just absolute great news. What's up, my man, RTP? So let's get through some of this. Definitely not the planned show. We're going live later, 10 p.m. with the John and Wayne show today. But we've got our notes and all the stuff we're going to be talking about there. We're definitely going to be rehashing a little bit more of this Trent Williams deal. Hopefully we get, a little bit more of these details to come out. But this is amazing news. Shout out to my man, Josh. What's up, Colin? Appreciate you guys. And it just, things keep getting better. A lot of people talking Super Bowl hangover, bad vibes, blah, 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 blah. Nuh-uh. Not anymore. No way. Not with the addition of Ayuk, not with the addition of Trent Williams. And that's not even where it stops. Which reported today, Christian McCaffrey is planning on suiting up and practicing today. So, again, back to that practice schedule. Usually Wednesday is your first day, but coming off a long weekend and, that bye week, the preseason bye week, whatever you want to call it, the 49ers get a bonus light practice today. So CMC's back out there practicing. I said on yesterday's show, I'm paying attention to these practice reports. When does CMC come back? The 49ers don't even have to issue a practice report today. It's not a quote-unquote official practice, right? So during the season, teams are mitigated to report who fully practices, who's limited, who's didn't practice, all that stuff. They don't even have to turn in that report until Thursday. Well, today's Tuesday. So you get like just a light little walkthrough. But the fact that CMC's out there, the fact that Trent Williams on the way back to the Bay, the fact that Brandon Ayuk's out there, man, just huge, huge, huge. David says the Super Bowl reception starts now. I like the optimism, and I'll take it. Yeah, definitely very far-fetched. I know you're being facetious there, but this is huge. And to start the season with this much momentum, yeah, definitely you have the horrifying news of Ricky Pearsall, but the fact that he's already out of the hospital, even that situation that was so dire, it's like, all right. And you're seeing the news clip go around of the, the police officer that was there to help him, which is just an absolute beautiful thing. That's what it's about, serving the community and helping people. And gosh, that was awesome. Even that situation, which was very, very bad, very, very dire, like life-threatening, that's got a positive take on it as well. So it just seems like almost every single thing that the 49ers got going for them currently, it's all positives. It's all positives. And so the vibes, whatever you want to say, is just freaking awesome. And so things are just going so great. Just so great. And I don't know. Let's get to some more of these comments. I'm Alex, my man, says, John, is this good? Inside jokes of the pod. This is very good, my friend. Ready, go, bang, bang. Lombardi number 6 coming. You got to focus on the early games. And even though they don't, and again, I've said this, and I'm going to stay with this, the Jets game is not near as important as probably 14 other games on the schedule, maybe 13 other games on the schedule, because that, the interconference games and whatever else don't really they add up to the wins and losses. I understand that, but it doesn't count for the division, which is most important. It doesn't count for the conference, which is playoffs. But the fact that you get them out there now, that's huge. And yeah, Rick right here. Ayuk signed. Pearsall doing okay, healing up. Trent signed. Not quite signed yet, but close enough to report. That's what's key. So yeah, I fully expect Trent to be out there practicing. Hopefully this deal gets done in the next day or two. But the fact that they're close enough. I like this applesauce. It says safe in the trenches. Oh, get it? And he spelt it with Trent. Chiz, trenches. Oh, I like it. I'm still in that. And it's just coming together, Rook, the gang's all back. Let's get it. I feel like that is a Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference, which is funny because guess what? In Philly, they traded Hassan Reddick, who has kind of forced his way off of several teams now, to the Jets, who we play week one. That's the Always Sunny in Philadelphia tie-in. That's right. That's why I get paid the big bucks. The only player that is currently holding out away from the facility is Hassan Reddick, who we play week one, who Trent Williams would be going against if he signed. No new news on that front. So, not that I'm hoping bad will for anybody, but again, if we're just talking vibes and we're talking whatever else, their star pass rusher they traded for hasn't reported. That matters for week one. That matters. What's up, Captain? Appreciate you, Jax. You guys are the best. Ooh, Dr. Steve's in the house. What's up, guys? 10 a.m. show, Flynn. The John and Wayne show will be 10 a.m. So we'll be getting that one. And yeah, here's what's crazy. Thank you, Antoine. Huge win for Pooney. We'll get to learn a lot from Trent. They haven't practiced together. Dominique Pooney, who's rookie starting right guard, hasn't practiced with Trent Williams. Hasn't done it. That's huge. That is just absolutely gigantic. 10 a.m. Did I really say 10 p.m.? I'm sorry. 1 p.m. Wayne's time, East Coast, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast. 10 a.m. is the John Wayne show. You guys know me. I ain't going late. I am not a late dude. That's just not me. What's up, Raphael? Great news. Like and subscribe. This is awesome. Look at Tardin. He says, great news. Let's hope 100% signs today. Shout out from France, but a UK faithful member. There we go. Love the travel. Love that. Coming across, from Europe. Appreciate you guys. You are awesome. Right here, Rook. Just hope we don't rush back players for the first game and they're not ready. Just don't want anyone to get hurt. Well, the good news is Trent's position. Yeah, obviously. And is that an issue? Could be. Should he be on a snap count? Probably not. Probably not. Trent is one of one. He's 36, but he's one of one. This dude, I'm telling you, he's. I'm not concerned about the athletic, like cardiovascular endurance. Now, probably going to be a little bit of a slow ramp up period, but I'm glad it's a home game, so it's one less travel. All those things. He's so freaking good, man. He's one of, if not the most athletic linemen. Probably him and Penei Sewell are like the only two people in the world that are built like they are built. And maybe you could throw in JC Latham, but you just heard the rookie talk about going to trade with him and being like, yeah, I didn't think that was possible what he was doing. So yeah, this is awesome right here. What's up, Eddie? He says, what's up, JC? Avengers Assemble. Yes, I love it. I like all these movie references, man. It's Morbin time. Does that fit alongside the same thing? Antoine, yeah. Always good morning when you are reporting, John. There we go. That's what's up, man. Every game counts, and this is huge. You know, the I was waiting for week one to get a lot of these practice reports done, and I spent all day yesterday combing through our season-long bets, which, golly, I got a lot of those. Those are going to be posted later today on our Patreon and the 49ers Rush, Jerry Rice tier and above. And so if you want to bet with us, those are going to be there. I got to go back and adjust some because there were a handful of 49ers bets where I was like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable with this. If Trent's not going to be playing, I know he's going to be playing. I just don't know what point. Now that changes. Now that CMC's back out there, practicing, ready to go week one. Now that Ayuk's out there, ready to go week one. Now that, we've got all three of those things going. Now that changes things. That changes kind of everything. And I'll say this. I am on yesterday's show. I said I was still optimistic on Trent. And I said 60-40. And I said, if he's not there by Wednesday, that's where it starts to shift pretty dramatically. But he was there. So we signed him. I'm excited. So if you want to take part in those bets with us, man, we post everything over on the 49ersrush.com, but if you bet, there's only one place to do it. We are back, baby. Year six with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. PrizePicks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the PrizePick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on PrizePicks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. PrizePicks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on her old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So, all right, I love it. Diamador Lenore just posted, getting the gang back together, and he posted a video of Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk dancing together, which is just, how cool is that? And right there, the spread has already moved. Was 3.5 yesterday. Now it's already to 4. I think that it could continue to kind of inch up. Not many left tackles in the NFL are going to affect the opening line of a game. That's just, whew, man, that is absolutely just crazy. Love it. Love it. Right here, Jam 18. Is Banks expected to play? He is expected to play. Again, another one of those players. It was a pinky issue. So they're just trying to get it healthy. With Banks, it's different because he played a lot of football, you know, preseason games, training camp. He was out there a lot till he broke his pinky. So he's got a lot of reps, football reps in his repertoire, and he's been working out on the side. So I think that, again, not that I have any inside information or whatever else, but I'd say that's like a 90% chance that Banks is playing this week, maybe even more so, because you can just wrap it. The thing is, whenever you do the pinky, you've got to protect it, but you want to be able to keep something so you can grab cloth. So what they usually do is like a half cast that does the ring finger and the pinky finger and the hand, and then you keep your kind of your thumb, your index, and your middle finger. We'll say, I don't know how severe. I don't know where he broke. I don't know any of those things. But, I've seen a lot of players play with a broken pinky. O-line. You can wrap it pretty good. You know, I don't think you're going to see the freaking club, the Patrick Willis club out there where it's just like a giant wrecking ball. You got to be able to grab. But I do expect Banks to play. 100% I do. I don't think that that's a concern. So Brett says, you know, betting 7.5 on the spread when Trent Williams signed. There we go. I love that. Paulinho. He says, John, I'll be at Brazil's game using my 49ers jersey to represent our franchise. That is what's up, man. Absolutely love hearing that. So glad Brazil got that game. I was wanting the Niners to get that one. But, and the odds have already moved. So this is just awesome. What's up, Ed? How we doing? Paul, my man, he says, Trent news breaking during the day for the UK faithful was a welcome surprise. That's a double win right there, baby. That is a double win. And if you haven't checked out the UK Faithful Show, you got to go do it. Absolutely incredible mates. I don't think they use that word. But anyway, great people. I love it. Ed, he says, we're back. This is what great franchises do. We get our players signed and delivered. Obviously, we wanted them all here sooner, but we got them here. We're where we want to be. That is what's important. And I know there's like a bunch of doom and gloom and all that stuff. I don't know. I'm curious to see how those other shows handle this. Not all the shows, but just a few shows. Probably just complain because it didn't get done sooner, but they'll find something else to complain about. That's just the way it goes, and that's okay. Kevin says, the band back together again. This is the way to wake up. I'm with you, Papa J. I love it. I love it. Logan, I know we're supposed to be worried about this season, but I hope we'll retain most of our guys next year, too. Same. There's a lot of guys on expiring contracts. There are every single year, and especially that draft class that is expiring with Talanoa Hufanga, with Diamador Lenore. Like, that hurts, right? Like, those two guys, whether we're losing them or not, Dre Greenlaw, Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, Aaron Banks, you know, Talanoa Hufanga. Like, there's a lot of guys on expiring deals. Can't keep everybody. You just can't. But you're keeping the gang together as long as you possibly can to extend this window. And I'll constantly say this, and I believe in this, and that's cool if you guys disagree with me. The championship window for the 49ers is with Shanahan and as long as he has above average quarterback play. That is Brock Purdy by definition. That is exactly what he is. Even the Brock Purdy haters would say Brock Purdy gives you above average quarterback play. As long as you have those two things together, championship window's open. But my favorite clip we got right now, hey, Christian McCaffrey, how long is the 49ers championship window?
I don't know. I know we got a window this year. That's all I know. So I'm focused on this year and taking it, you know, one day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 year at a time.
I don't know, but I know it's this year, and I know that championship window is open right now. That's all that is. Matt Maiocca just put out there, Brandon Ayuk is expected this morning to participate in his first practice with the 49ers this season. I doubt that Trent Williams will be. I know he's just now flying back. Who knows? He probably owned plane, all that kind of crazy stuff, but that's what it is. So, man, this is just happiness. This is my morning dance. This is about as good as it gets for John Chapman.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Logan says, even though we'll have to pay Brock next year, Brock ain't going nowhere, man. B. Lauren, best roster we've had paired with likely the best draft we've had in years. It is scary hours. That's what's crazy. Like, we're talking about all these guys that are vets and all that stuff, but this draft is no joke. Yes, obviously, Ricky Pearsall has been put on NFI. He's out for the first four games, and I don't really expect anything from him this season. If you get anything from him, that's just bonus. Just happy he's alive, to be honest with you. But good Lord, you look up and down this draft, and it's just like, okay, we've got no issues. We've got no issues with really everybody. Pearsall, he's out the first four games. We'll see what happens. Renardo Green, he's probably cornerback four. I mean, we're going to see him all over on special teams, but he's the backup nickel for sure. Backup outside guy, I think. Then you got Dominique Pooney, starter. Good Lord. He gets to go against Quentin Williams day one. How cool is that? Malik Mustafa, which, hey, guess what? Change his number to six. That's how many days we are away. There we go. Malik Mustafa days away from watching Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk play. That dude's a beast on special teams, can back up safeties, and really probably one snap out. Maybe not. I don't think he's going to be the backup safety. I think they'll promote Eric Harris, and I think we'd probably get him out there if there was an injury, because I don't think Talanoa Hufanga is going to go week one. Isaac Garrando, we'll see. Is he back practicing with that groin? I hope so, because if he's out there, he's our starting kickoff return guy. Jacob Cowling, whew, dude's good. Dude's good. Kingston's got Tatum Bethune. Like, golly. Yeah, great roster. Great roster. Great draft. Love this, man. Papa, I love having our best offensive lineman in the NFL since 2002 back with us. What a trade. Got him for a third and fifth round pick, guys. Tim Ford, my man. What's up, brother? Walk back into my office, see the news. Guess you aren't supposed to yell, let's go, in the corporate office. 100%. Let's go. Let's go. Get it, Tim. Love that, man. Absolutely love that. Let's see here. Just get a couple more things before we get out of here. I got to prep for my other show and get a breakdown and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be fun. What's up, Alejandro? He says, what's up, Faithful? Hashtag CC. Appreciate it, man. yeah, I need some dance lessons. Rick Torres, 159 days to the Super Bowl. We got a full tank of gas. We got Ayuk and Trent. We're wearing sunglasses. Let's get it. Gosh, man. This is just... I'm loving the positivity, everybody. I'm loving this. John, this is the best team the Niners and Shanahan era have put together. This is it. I agree with that. I really do. The fact that you return all 11 starters, we can officially say that now. All 11 starters are back on offense. One of the best offenses the 49ers have ever had. One of the best. The defense, we'll see. A lot of new faces out there, but not necessarily that's a negative. So, yeah. Coach, what's up, brother? Says, what am I missing, JC? Why is there so much optimism on the Rams? I think the Rams thought they were kind of, you know, left for dead, and a lot of their young guys stepped up. And so, I don't know. McVay's a vibes guy. He's really good at selling it and all that kind of stuff, and that's kind of what he creates. We'll see how much that loss of Aaron Donald is. And they've got a couple injuries, but, like, yeah, if their quarterback's healthy, Puka Nacua and, you know, Cooper, they think they could kind of take over the world. It's going to be a lot of shootouts for them this year because their defense, even best case scenario, is maybe top 13, maybe. So, but yeah, it's going to be a fun division. I can't wait to play in week 3. Can't wait. Right here, Paul Hope. I love all the number changes. Yeah. Paul, he says, John, do you feel in the green change it to 0 100%? That agent 0, that's clean. You know, Samuel Womack's gone. Wish him the best luck, but we got a new agent 0. And that is a clean, clean, clean look. I love it. And Isaac Guerrero changing from 49 to 31. Yeah, he kind of took over that number. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So right here, Mizell, we're getting it done. The organization isn't playing around, getting our best players back on the field. Let's go. Let's go. This is huge. This is absolutely huge, man. Dr. Steve, I don't know how much of this is true, but saw the news at a funeral, almost dropped the casket, high-fiving the bereaved. I love you, man. Sorry for the loss if that is true, but definitely good news. Definitely great news. Let me just real quick see if we've got any new, you know, news coming across the timeline. Because, again, everything, again, is just being reported that the deal is close to being done. It's not done. It's not even close to done. It's you know, the terminology is poised to be done, finalizing a new deal, close enough for Williams to report all those things. So let's see, man. Oh, I'm so pumped. I know this is a short show, but I wanted to cover it. We're going to be back 10 a.m., baby, with the John and Wayne Show. You're not going to miss it. But, man, vibes better be high. I'm so pumped. Ayuk's back. Christian McCaffrey's back practicing today. Trent Williams coming back to end his holdout. Positive, positive, positive. Man, we're going to have a good day. You guys are the best. Until next time, you don't even need me to say it, but I will. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.